Yeah, we certainly are fighting fit here today down at Dubai Sports World at the World Trade Center. And just to let you know, for those of you who are looking to get rid of your children for the afternoon and don't know what to do with them, there are plenty of things to do here down at Dubai Sports World. One of the things that you may want to come and participate in, and if not certainly watch, is there's a BMX and skateboarding competition today at the skate park here at Dubai World Trade Center in the Dubai Sports World part of it. And Rage, as you know, have organized the skate park here. From 1 p.m. all the way through to the evening, the competition will be going on. So if you want to come down and take part in the competition, or you want to have a look and see at some of the young talent coming through from both BMX, skateboarding, and I take it that's freestyle blades as well.
Are you going to have a go?
I am. I'm actually going to stick around.
I could see you on a BMX bike.
Yeah, I'm quite into skating, so yeah, so cool. I'll definitely go and have a look and see what's going on. The regular price, incidentally, if you want to come down to skate park, is only 35 dirhams all day. Because it's been really difficult the last few years. There was a couple of quite good skate parks, and they kept building wherever there was a good skate. There used to be quite a good one down at the marina, and then I think they built Grosvenor House on top of it.
Okay.
And there was quite a good one in the Springs, and then that disappeared for some reason.
And are these official skate parks, or are they just kids rocking up and,
No, these are official skate parks. Okay. Yeah, there's some really good ones. Wonderland was one that was being used for years, but it kind of fell into, it was being used a little bit too much. So it's great that there's these opportunities now, because I know Festival City has a good skate park.
Yeah,
it's good. Anyway, moving on, we've got Jim from the International Football Academy joining us, as well as Gwen from Tennis 360, who run the tennis here at Dubai Sports World. First of all, Jim, thank you very much for joining us, because I know you're in between training sessions at the moment. Football, it's probably one of the most popular sports in the world. How popular has it been doing indoor football here?
It's been very popular particularly this year, because I think there's been a lot more advertising with regard to what's going on in Dubai Sports World. It's obviously a lot bigger. It's got twice the number of football pitches this year. But we, as an academy, we're teaching kids from 5 to 15, Sunday to Thursday from 10 to 1. And the number of children we've had this year has been significantly better than we had last year. So I think the message that the sporting world is trying to get out there about keeping fit and healthy and getting up off the sofa is actually working. So we're seeing much more children, and what is really nice is multicultural. We've got a lot more Emirati children as well as expats, Indians and so forth. So it's really good this year.
I bet it's lovely to see people working together, or kids working together, but also it tends to be a sport that generally boys, but a lot of girls are into football as well, but generally people have been playing since they were younger. Football's probably one of the first sports that we learned to play.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, being from Scotland and being from the UK, most of the sports education actually starts from football. There are a few rugby schools that predominantly are rugby, but as soon as you're, three or four, and if you come from a footballing family as well, the first thing your dad learns you to do is to kick a football. And then it progresses from there through school. And, some people are lucky to make it to professional, semi-professional level, but most people that do play football continue to do it and enjoy it, regardless of their age and ability, right the way through to, we've got an over 35 league with people playing in there that are 60 years old. So it's a great sport to keep people active from a young age right the way through to an older age. And as you say, ladies football now is becoming much more popular than it was, and much more accepted. In the past, years ago, it probably wasn't accepted as much as it is now. But you've now got many ladies leagues, you've got international football teams as well as the Premier Division.
I was watching America are very good. They're at the top at the moment, aren't they, Americans?
Yeah, the American football team are a very good ladies football team. Yeah. And they probably lead the way in because being America, they get loads of publicity. It's, as they call it, soccer. Women's soccer is, very much up there with one of the top sports in the USA now.
Yeah, not only that, I think I think soccer, they know soccer as a male and female sport, whereas I suppose, being from the UK myself, it's predominantly thought of as something that boys tend to do rather than girls.
I think it was in the past. I think now that's changing, with most of the Premier League side having ladies' leagues. like Arsenal, Chelsea. So more and more girls are actually playing.
They have
football.
Ladies' leagues?
Yeah, they have a very, very competitive ladies' leagues and cups in the UK, yeah. And we're seeing that within our academy. We're seeing a number of girls that are playing in the academy, and we've actually set up a ladies' league ourselves, and that's very popular. So the demand is there, and people, and particularly ladies and girls, want to play the sport, which is good.
I had the thrill of having a class a couple of weeks ago with Suzanne, and I learned some of the basics, which is really good fun. Are you getting adults coming and trying it out?
We're not, because
for the first time.
I think you're an exception, George, as you'd never played football, I think, or when you did, you were very, very young.
And fat.
Unfortunately.
And in goal.
Unfortunately, most of us that are getting on a bit and we've played football think we're of a standard that we don't need to learn. We can learn, but I think you get it's like you get set in your old ways, you know. And some of the things that when I was younger were never taught nowadays. So some of the techniques nowadays I could never actually perform and never master anyway.
Right. Mm.
So the game's developed and the techniques have developed so much within the last 10-20 years that, you know, adults tend to not want to act. Well, we're seeing adults tend to just want to play rather than actually be taught the basic techniques.
I think, you know, one of the things about football is that because it's such a watched sport as well as played sport, you always feel that everybody knows everything about it. One of the other sports, of course, that has been very popular recently through Wimbledon especially is tennis. And Gwen from Tennis 360 joins us as well. It's one of the first things I noticed as I walked through the door. One of the first things I saw was the tennis court. And I don't know why, but I was quite surprised to see tennis indoors. I'm not very sure that it's something that you generally tend to see here, because we see a lot of outdoor courts. But this must be great to promote tennis in the summer months for you.
Hi Alex, it's been a wonderful opportunity for the other, you know, kids, adults who typically wouldn't think about playing tennis, but because it's available indoor, it's summer, there is no other options, plenty of time on their hand, and all our students, with no exception, come back twice a week. Mm. And so they're training twice a week, they have mostly bought packs of 10 lessons, and so it's definitely getting popular.
And do you think, do you see a sway between boys and girls in the sport of tennis, or does it generally tend to be 50-50?
No, I think it's quite evenly spread out. You know, again, because tennis is in such a good space right now with the men's tennis, the level and the champions that you have, the characters, you know, it's a very colourful time for tennis, and it's phenomenal that Roger's back on top as well.
Yeah, and you're a tennis player yourself. I mean, you're not coaching at the moment, you actually own the academy, you own 360.
That's right.
So how did you get into tennis, and how do you feel that it can benefit people from a young to an old age?
Actually, I think I'm in a really privileged position because I was never a tennis player. I started tennis in the 40s.
Oh, did you?
I did. I started only about 7 or 8 years ago. And when I did learn it, I was very enthusiastic and I played every day. And so I think my take on the game is a little different from, you know, someone who's had, you know, the privilege of playing it early. I recognize that I like fundamental movement skills. I don't have the same coordination and the same advantage as a younger person would. Mm. And so our program is very, very structured around building your fundamental movement skills, recognizing rotation, hand-eye coordination, visualization, and balance, and all of that. Mm. So I think it has, you know, for that reason, we promote building, creating an athlete before a player.
Yes, very much so. For both of you, I know we're kind of quite short of time today, but just tell us about the different abilities, the different groups that are on offer here, how many lessons that you can book in for, and how to find out about them. Jim?
Yeah, well, we're operating from 5 to 15-year-olds. We split the age groups up according to the age and ability. Mm-hmm. So we've got all ages, including male and females, or girls and boys, should I say. And the package is available for a weekly package for 15 hours, so it's running from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock. It's $350 per week. Or you can come in daily and just pay daily, see if you like it, and then, you know, if you want to just come in the odd day, because I know from Gwen and from our tennis academy here that some of our kids are actually playing tennis 2 days a week and playing football the other time. So right. they're mixing and matching, mm-hmm. which is good. So mm-hmm. we're getting a wide variety of the kids playing a wide variety of sport, which is really good.
Gwen, how do we find out about the tennis? How much does it cost, and how do you break it up into different ages?
We have kids starting from 5 to whenever you want to be, or whatever age you want to be, and it goes from 150 to 250 depending on duration. We've been running private lessons, groups, we've done cardio for adults, we'll be doing boot camp tennis for children when the Eid comes along. We're also operating at the Medan Tennis Academy, which allows for kids also to go outdoor and with a lot more space. We've tried to run the Battle of the Nations, which we'll reintroduce again, which is basically a Davis Cup style where you compete against countries. So,
brilliant.
Yeah, busy.
Listen, guys, thank you very much for joining us. I know you're very busy. If you want to find out more, of course, you can have a look and find out what's happening here at Dubai Sports World at the World Trade Center, or go and find out about the IFA, which is the International Football Academy here in Dubai, and also Tennis 360. Plenty more to come after this.